Today she is Mesechta Pesachim Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah, Layasik Ba, one may not use chametz. From the time the chametz becomes Asur Bahana, one may not use chametz as fuel for his oven. Tanar Abonim, so our Gemara begins with a Braisa, Tanash Yesikua Beklipe Arla. If somebody used for fuel in his oven the peels of fruit that are arla, oi kashin shekali kerem, or he used the straw that from the produce of kali kerem, which are also asa bahana. And the reason the Gemara specifically spoke about the peels, not about the actual fruit of arla, not the actual fruit of Kalei Kerem, the Pnei Yeshua explains, because our Gemara is discussing a situation where you used different items that are meant to be used for fuel. And that's why it's considered Derech Hana, which, as we learned in previous Shurim, when something which is Asur B'Hana, it's only Asur Kedarkoi in its normal use. But if you had used fruit itself, so that already would fall into the category of having used it shloi kederech, not in the normal fashion. And when these different fruits are used shloi kederech hana, as we have been discussing, there's never an issa deraisa. There's only an issa derabanan, and that would very much change what the halachas that we're learning in this braisa and in today's shiur would be. So again, you use these different items that are kalei kerem or arla to heat your oven. So says the Braisa Chadosh, if it's a new oven, yutatz. The oven must be broken. Because in those days, when you take a new oven, it's not considered usable until it's heated up and it gets strengthened. So therefore, what made this oven into an oven? The kali kerem, the arla, are what made it into an oven, and therefore you have to break it. Why do you have to break it? Because you shouldn't come to use it to bake something or cook something on it, and even if when you'll use it eventually, you will use for fuel different items that are not asur b'hana. The reality is, however, your oven became usable through the use of kalei kerem. And the Sfasemis also goes on to explain that the halacha is, why over here it does the Braisa say yutatz, it must be broken. We don't find in other places, as the Sfasemis, that if something can't be used, you must break it. So explains the Sfasemis that since we need to be concerned that if you're going to have such an oven in your home, which you may not use, you may come to use it. So the only way we can be certain that you will never use this oven, says the Sfasemis, is by breaking it. Yoshan, however, if it's already an old oven, so your heating it up doesn't make it into an oven, it's already a usable oven anyway. Here Allah is Yutan, just cool it off, and since you just cool it off, then when you use it, these different items did not really contribute significantly. Offer Bob, if you break the bread with this oven that had these different arla kalei kerem items in it that were making the heat, Rebbe Omer Hapasa Surah. Rebbe, his opinion is that the bread is usur. And as Rashi explains, and this is going to be a very big part of our shiur today, that we're referring to a situation that the only fuel being used in this oven to generate the heat are these isur hena. But if there's other items that are contributing to the heat, it would change the halacha. Also, we're referring to a situation where they're still here when you put them into the oven. But let's say they were already disintegrated when you put into the oven, then the halach would also change. Furthermore, Tosfos's opinion is, there's a big machlokes rishonim, but Tosfos's opinion is that this, when Rebbe says here, pas asura, it's only osam adrabonim. The Chum Omrim, the Chum's opinion, however, is hapas materis. That even though the fuel that was used to bake this bread was indeed orlo kale kerim, that doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make that the bread should be osur. For the opinion of the Rabbanan is, the heat of the that comes out that causes whatever you cook baking to get baked only comes after the object is completely disintegrated. And since it comes after it's completely disintegrated, at that point, it's already afer, it's ash. And the ash of Arlo, the ash of Kali Karim, would not create an Isser. In Bishlo, if somebody cooked something, Agab Gecholim, on coals that came of Arlo Klayim, says the Brisa, the Divrei HaKol Mutter, everybody will agree, even Rebbe will agree, that this bread is Mutter. Because since, as we explained a moment ago, since when it was baked, it was already reduced to coals. So since it was reduced to coals, it's no longer considered the item which is osur b'hanah. But of course, the Rishonim point out that even this thing that we're learning now, that if when it was used, it was already reduced to coals, it's not osur, say the Rishonim, that's only b'dieved. L'chatchila, one should not use the afer of one should not use the eif of Arla or Kala Karim as a source of fuel. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, but there's a Brisa that contradicts this Brisa. This Brisa says that if you used the peels of Arla or Klayim, Bein Chodesh, Bein Yoshan, whether it's a new or old oven, all you need to do is Yutzan, wait for the oven to cool off. There is no need to Yutatz, break the oven. Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. The way to reconcile the Brises, the first Brisa that says Yutash is following the opinion of Rebbe. And just like Rebbe holds that if you have a bread that was baked from prohibited wood, then the halach is you can't eat the bread. Here too, Rebbe will hold that Yutatz, if the oven was created from these prohibited items, the halach is that the oven must be broken. For her, the second brisa that says that all you need to do is wait for it to cool off is following the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, aim of the Shamalil Rebbe, where was Rebbe Machmer? In a case where the bread, actual bread, was baked in with these different items that are osur. Mishum, the Yeshvach Eitzim Epas. The Gemara now introduces a new concept. And that is the concept that when you bake a bread with items that are osaba achila, osaba no, that item is in the bread, that item contributes to the bread itself. It's considered as if part of the bread that you baked, now it has in it these items which are osur. And since they have in it the items that are osur, that's why it becomes osaba hano. Whereas, in a situation where you just used it to heat up your oven, and then the actual wood that you're going to use ultimately to cook or bake whatever you're going to cook, that isn't osur. So you can't say that the food that you baked in the oven, even though the oven became a real oven because of these items that are osur, that the food should be osur. Because this now becomes a concept of Zevaz HaGoyrim. Because if ultimately I'm going to use the oven to bake, and what made the oven indeed into a usable oven, as we said, is the Orla Kalei Kerem. But we also have the wood that isn't Usur. So now we have a concept of Zevaz HaGoyrim. Zevaz HaGoyrim means that when you have two different causes for something, and one is mutter and one is osur, the halacha is that we don't consider it osur. And the Ran explains what is the het of Zevaz HaGoyrim. It works with the lumdus, it works with bittel, that the goyrim which is osur is bottle in the goyrim that is heter. So of course, all the achronim ask the question, we can't just apply the concept of bittel unless you have the proper shear to be able to apply that concept. Particularly, as the Avnei Miluim in the Shas Tshuvas Avnei Miluim Simen Vav points out, that the shear bittel by Oral and Kali Kerem is quite high. It's a ratio of 200 to 1. So how can we just say that the Isser is bottle and the heter? So the way Avnei Miluim says, that of course by all Isurim, you have to have the proper shear, whatever the ratio is, 60, 100, 200. Here, there's a whole new fact. Here we're not talking about actual Isser. It's not like we have a pot of something in it that has a mixture of kosher and non-kosher food. These are only goyrims. These are only causes. When we're speaking about goyrim, as long as you have a goyrim which is heter, that's enough that we could apply the concept of zevzer goyrim. And the Gemara is assuming at this point that even Rebbe would agree to the concept of zevzer goyrim. So if Rebbe agrees to that concept, why would he hold that just because the oven was used, we had these oral or kale kerem objects in the oven, but why should it make a reason that yutatz, that we should have to break the oven if ultimately we're going to use fuel, which is not osur bahano, elo loikasha? So again, we have this contradiction. What is the halacha with this oven? Is it yutatz, must it be broken, or is it yutzan, just be cooled off? Answers the Gemara, the Braisa, which says that we have to break it, represents the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. The Rebbe Lezer holds, a zevzeh goyrim is osur. For ha, and the second Braisa, that says we don't have to break it, represents the opinion of the Rabbanon that hold zevzeh goyrim, mutter. But Taisus asks, even if Rabbanon holds zevzeh goyrim is mutter, that's only b'dieved. But l'chatchila, how does he rely on zevzeh goyrim? So answers Taisus that what's going to be the other option in this oven? The other option in the oven is, if I don't want to rely on zevzeh goyrim, is I'm going to have to break the oven. Having to break the oven automatically becomes a situation of b'dieved, where the Rabbanon hold that you could be lenient by zevzeh goyrim. The Rabbi David says a different pshat. He says, where do we not rely on zevzeh goyrim? That's only in a situation where the actual goyrim is here. So the way Rabbi David explains, if the wood that was being used to heat the oven were indeed osur, There I want to be makel, I would want to be lenient based on the concept of zevzeh goyrim. So that I couldn't do. Here we're talking about the oven. The oven isn't in the bread. So therefore, even though it's still chatchila, we should never rely on a zevzeh goyrim, here we could be more lenient. Ask the Gemara, hi Rebbe Lezer, where do we find that Rebbe Lezer holds that zevzeh goyrim is asur? Says the Gemara, ilayim Rebbe Lezer desar. Perhaps it's Rebbe Lezer's opinion regarding yeast, the Tanan, or sourdough. The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masechta Aral Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph, Sar Shel Chulin V'Shel Truma Shenaflo Toich Isa. You have the sourdough of Chulin and the sourdough of Truma that fall into a dough which will make it rise. However, V'Ein B'Zeh K'dei L'Hachmetz, neither, you don't have enough of Sar from either of them to make the dough rise. When the staff of a chimtzu, and they get together, and that's how they made the dough rise. So now, how do I look at that dough? Do I say it was the truma that made it into a dough, or do I say it was the chul that made it into a dough? Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is, acha achron aniba, I look whichever was the last thing that fell into the dough. The Chum Oimer, the Chum's opinion, however, is Ben Shenosel Isel Chetchila, Ben Shenosel Isel Psoif. It doesn't make a difference what fell first, what fell second. Loy Lamein Oyser, it's not Oser Atshi Yeheboy Kedei LaHachmetz, unless the Truma on its own has enough to make it into a dough. Vomer Abaya, and Abaya, in attempting to explain the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, says Loy Shanu. This halacha that we just learned, that we follow whatever was used last, And therefore, if chulin is what fell last, we could be lenient. Only in a situation where he took out the iser immediately. That means before it could give off an opportunity to give, before it could really have any effect. Aval, if you didn't take out the trumadiga sourdough before it could cause any effect, usur, then it would be usur. Even though you also have the chulin here. And without the chulin, the truma alone cannot accomplish anything. Alma, from here we obviously see the Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that zevzeh goyrim is usur. That is, even though the chulin has such a strong effect, it doesn't make a difference. Since the truma also had effect, that's why it is usur. My time at Rebbe Lezer, asked the Gemara, so that's why the Gemara is able to say that Rebbe Lezer is the one that holds zevzeh goyrim is usur. Ask the Gemara, remind the time of the Rebbe Lezer Kabaya, what forces us to assume that Rebbe Lezer's, the basis for Rebbe Lezer's opinion is because zevzeh goyrim is usur, like Abaya just said. Ask the Gemara, the time of the Rebbe Lezer, maybe the way to explain Rebbe Lezer's opinion is mishum da achron anibab. Maybe I always look at what fell last. And therefore, I don't look at what fell in first. I don't look at what fell in. I don't look at what is first, what is second. I only, if I took it out or not. All I look at is, if the truma fell second, that will prohibit the dough. Avabas achas. But what happened if both of these sourdoughs were to fall in at the same time? Maybe Rebbe Lezer would agree that it's shari, because that would be a zevzeh goyrim. And since it's a zevzeh goyrim, that's when Rebbe Lezer holds that it's mutter. So now we're learning that Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that zevzeh goyrim is mutter. However, if the sar of the truma fell in last, even though it's obviously, explains the Sfas Emes, being helped by the sar shechulin, because as we began this piece of Gemara, we're talking about a situation that the sar shel truma itself did not have the ability to be machmitz the itzah. Still, explains the Sfas Emes at this point, the main force I always look at is what fell in last. And since what fell in last is the truma, that is what's considered the ikar. Ella, so back to where we started. The Gemara suggested that Rebbe Lezer is the one that holds zevzeh goyrim is usur, and the Gemara wants to know, where do we know that from? It says the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer, that's Asherah. As we've discussed previously, the Asherah is Avodah Zarah, which is usur, and the Mishnah, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Mem Tes Amud Beis teaches us, the Tanan, Notl Himenu Eitzim, if you take wood from the Asherah tree, the Loch is Asur Mano. As we've quoted the pasuk previously, "V'lo yibak biyotcha mu'uma menacherim" is what the Torah says regarding avodah zarah, and therefore it's also ba'anah. Furthermore, points out the Meiri, we must be speaking about the avodah zarah of a Jew, because there's a very big nafkamina between the avodah zarah of a Jew and the avodah zarah of an akum. The avodah zarah of a akum, if it becomes bottle, it's mutter. The avodah zarah of a yisrael, a Yisrael cannot be mevatalit. So if you have a tree, which as we just explained, that Asherah tree is an Avodah Zarah, and somebody pulls branches off of it, so if it's a Yisrael, it will still remain an Avodah Zarah. But if it belongs to an Akum, that act of breaking the branches off the tree means that you will mevatal the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's now mutter b'avah. No. Says the Marab, Lezer Datz Asherah. The Tanan is the Mishnah, says the Notl Menu as Eitzim. If you take wood off the Asherah tree, the Loch is Asur Bano. Hisik Ban as a Tanner, if you take the wood to heat an oven, Chadosh, if it's a new oven, Yutatz, you must break it. Yoshon, if it's an old oven which was already usable, Yutzin, you have to wait to cool off. Of Baza Pas, if you use these wood to bake a bread, Asura Bano, the bread is Asur Bano. This Arva, if this bread got mixed up with acheris, vacheris, bacheris, and these loaves got mixed up more and more times, still all of the loaves are asurim bahanah. Rabbi Lazar, in this point, is more lenient. He says there's a way of making the bread permissible. Yoylech hanah liyam ha-melech. You should take the value of the atzei ha-shera that you use to bake this bread and dispose of it, and like that, you'll be able to eat the bread. Amaloi, and the Chum said to Rabbi Lazar that this is not a legitimate approach because ain pidyon l'avodah zarah, there's no way to redeem avodah zarah. Moreover, I saw that the Baal Amar says that even Rabbi Lazar, who's being lenient in this psak, and he's saying that you could make it mutter by yoylech hanah liyam ha-melech, only means that it'll become mutter b'hanah. That now the bread, after I take the value of the atzei ha-shera that we used here, and I dispose of it, I could sell that bread to an akum. But that doesn't mean that I could eat that bread, ever. That's the Baal Amar's approach. The Rosh and the Ritva, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, say no, that according to Rabbi Lezer's approach, if you do this, of yoylech hanah liyam ha-melech, you could even eat the bread. Because once you're doing that, once you yoylech the value of the atzei ha-shera to yam ha-melech, it's not considered as if you're benefiting from the avodah zarah. And as the Rishonim furthermore point out, that we have two chidushim here. One chidush is that bread of avodah zarah doesn't become bottle when it's mixed up with other breads. And the second chidush is that doesn't happen even if it happened more than once, still because of the Chumra Avodah Zarah. But in analyzing the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, if you wouldn't have done Yoylech Hanolia HaMelech, that the Aloch is, Rabbi Lezer holds Yutatz, and he would hold that the bread is Osir. Why? Why would the Aloch be that the bread is Osir? Isn't there also Mutadigah wood there? Isn't the oven itself mutter? Must be. The Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that Zev Zeh Goyim is Osir. And that's why the Brice that we began today shear with, that if you used these Orlo Kalikarim items to make your oven into an oven, so there is following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer as well. The Brice that says Yutzan is, even though ultimately when you're going to use the oven, you're also going to have fuel in it, which is not Osir, it doesn't make a difference. Zev Zeh Goyim is Osir, the Rabbanan disagree. Ask the Gemara, Eim D'Shamed Leil Rabbi Lezer, where do we indeed have a proof that Rabbi Lezer subscribes to Zev Zeh Goyim is Osir? B'Avodah Zarah, when we speak about Avodah Zarah, that was the case of the Ashera, which we know throughout Halacha, the Chama Yisura, we know how serious Avodah Zarah is. In other places in Halacha, Mishamitle, do we ever find that Rabbi Lezer is so machmer? And the Magen Avraham explains, why is Avodah Zarah so chomer? As we just learned, the Halacha is that Avodah Zarah doesn't abittel. As we just learned, that Avodah Zarah doesn't abittel. So that's why we're being more machmer with Zev Zeh Goyim. And furthermore, says the Magen Avraham, if we're saying that anything that the halacha tells us there's no bittel, we don't apply the concept of Zev Zeh Goyim at this point according to Rabbi Lezer. So the halacha according to Rabbi Lezer would be that by chametz, which we know chametz is also b'mashu, we could also not apply the concept of Zev Zeh Goyim. Ella says the Gemara, if we're going to say that this is a special chumra b'avodah zarah, where Rabbi Lezer applies the concept of Zev Zeh Goyim. Everywhere else he agrees that Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter. Ask the Gemara, Aman Tarmi, who will we say is the Tana that held that the oven that was made with the Kalei Kerem, with the Orla, should be destroyed? And furthermore, says the Gemara, Vora Tanya Be'yehedya, there is an explicit Brisa, the Kenai Rabbi Lezer, Oysi B'chal Asurim Shebetayra, Rabbi Lezer holds that by all Asurim, In the Torah, we don't say we hold Zev Zeh Goyim is Asur. But it's very interesting. Even though in our Gemara, on one hand, Rabbi Lezer's the Machmer, he's not subscribing to Zev Zeh Goyim. He is the Mekel, where he allows us to take the Yoylech Hanah L'Yam HaMelech. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, are lenient in the halacha of Zev Zagayrim, but they are machmirim in the halacha of Yoylech Hanol Yam HaMelech. And the reason why is because, as the Gemara says, Ein Pidyon Levoy Dezara. So how does Rabbi Lezer respond to that? So Rabbi Lezer says that when you take the Hanol Yam HaMelech, that isn't considered an act of pidyon. It's just disposing of Levoy Dezara. Pidyon is Osir. Disposable is Mutter. And the Ramban explains, so why are the Rabbanim Machmer? The Ramban explains the Rabbanim Machmer is because it looks like you're doing an act of pidyon, which of course is not permissible by Avodah Zarah. Amar Abaye, says the Gemara, Imtim Tzolaymer, if you will find a Braisa that says that the oven that was heated up with this Kale Kerem or Orla, anything which is also by no, and you'll find a braisa that will hold that it's also, because obviously it is the opinion that Zevzeh Goyim also, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Heinek Rebbe Lezer, then we will have to say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lezer. Vimtim Tzloima, Zevzeh Goyim Mutter, and if you will hold that the oven follows is Mutter, and the braisa that says Yutatz follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer and not the opinion of Rebbe. In other words, if you're going to say that the brice that we began today's shiur with, that the oven that was heated with these different items is following the opinion of Rebbe, we're going to have to say that Rebbe holds that Zev Zagoyim is Osir. If you're going to say, however, that brice, if you're going to say Rebbe holds Zev Zagoyim Mutter, and the reason why Rebbe was Machmer in a situation where you used klipe orla to make the bread, because Rebbe's opinion is sheishvach etzem apas, and that's why even on the oven, even though on the oven he would not be machmer, he will be machmer on the actual bread. Hanikars v'kos v'tzeluchos, different types of cups and plates that were made through the heat of atzei asher wood, asiri. Rebbe would agree that they're osur, because since they were what was actually used to make the of these different utensils, these different vessels, then the halacha is that Rebbe would agree it's osur. Ki pligi, because that's what actually made it, and that would be similar to shvach osim v'pas. However, the Miri says that if you did use them, the food that you had in them don't become osur b'anor. And as soon as you take the food out from those kalim, you'll be fine. Keep plagi. When will we have a machlokes? Is in the situation of a tan of a kedera, a new oven, a new pot, that you use these different objects that are osur to make them usable. The manda om zev zev goyim osur, Rebbe Lezer who holds zev zev goyim osur, so even though ultimately when I use it, I also put in there fuel, which is mutter, doesn't make a difference. It already became osur. The manda om zev zev goyim, whereas according to the opinion that holds zev zev goyim is mutter, if you say that's Rebbe's opinion, it would be shari. Ikadamri says the manda filo manda om zev zev goyim mutter, kedera surah. If you have a pot that was made through atzi isur, the patula is also the kibbul b'shama become the nitin etzad teira. It already became a pat, and already became usable before you put in the fuel, which is mutter. So therefore, that's not considered a zev zagoyim. However, a tanner is only usable when you have fuel in it, and therefore, if you hold zev zagoyim mutter, it would be mutter. So, according to this, there's a difference between a kedera and a tana. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Yehuda Mishmul, tana shesikua beklipe orla a bekashen shakale kerem. If you heated up your oven with orla bekashen shakale kerem, chadosh, if it's a new oven, so they over made your oven into an oven, yutatz. Yoshen, but if it was already a usable oven, yutzen, it only needs to be cooled off. As a pass, if you use these materials to bake a bread, Rebbe Omer Apas Muteres, Chama Apas Asura. Ask the Gemara, but this is just the opposite for Tanya Ipcho. This is just the opposite of what we learned on the previous Amid. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Ipchotani. Shmuel's version indeed was the opposite of what the way we started today's shir. Vibayis Ema, another way of understanding what Shmuel taught us here is Bi'alma, typically, Kosava Shmuel Halach Rebbe Mechavei Roy, Veloy Mechavei Rav. We follow the opinion of Rebbe when he argues against an individual. However, when Rebbe argues against a group, there we don't paskin like Rebbe. However, Shmuel held that here, even though Rebbe, who was being the machmer, was arguing chaveirov, he was arguing a group, still the halacha is afilu mechaveirov, we follow the opinion of Rebbe. However, Savar, Shmuel thought, if I'm going to say that this is Rebbe's opinion, and I'm going to say that the Rabbanon disagree with Rebbe, and everybody knows that we don't follow the opinion of Rebbe when he's arguing with a group, so we won't paskin like Rebbe. People won't paskin like Rebbe. But Shmuel wanted that they should paskin like Rebbe. So Shmuel decided, Asnei Ipcha, I'll reverse the opinions, that what really is Rebbe's opinion, I will attribute to the Rabbanon, Kehecha, the Nekin Rabbanon Lasura, that the Rabbanon should be the ones that are machmer, and people will accept that Psak. So, very interesting. Shmuel was saying the wrong, was attributing the opinions differently than they really are, just for the sake that people should follow the right Psak. As the Gemara says, later in Am Masech, the Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Omer Aleph, in Bikashta Lichonik, Hitler Be'ilan Godel. And Rashi explains, if you want to... over there, if you want people to accept what you are saying, say it in the name of a great person so that it should be accepted. Which of course is a tremendous chiddush, and the Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis asks that the Gemara Masechta Kala teaches us how Oymed Davar Michochem, if you say something over from somebody Shloy Amru, incorrectly, Goyim L'Shechina Shetishtalik Mi'Yisrael. You caused that the Shechina should leave Klal Yisrael. So how was this permissible? So Rabbi Rabbi explains that there we're speaking about a situation that if you didn't need to say something incorrectly for it to be accepted. So since you didn't need to say it incorrectly for it to be accepted, you have no right to say it that way. But in a situation where if you're going to say it correctly, the halacha will not be followed correctly. In order to protect that the halacha be followed properly, we could even do this, explains Deli Rabba. We learned in the Braisa, Bishla Agab Gecholim, if you bake the bread on coals that were produced from Orla or Kalakarim, they're called pasmataris. Everybody agrees that the bread is mutter. Kamis the Gemara, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Rav Chibar Ashi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Charam Aloy Shonu El Gecholim Omer Mois. We're only referring to a situation where the coals are already extinguished, so there's really no Hanah from these coals and the bread. Av Gecholim Loichashos, if the coals are still glowing, then the halacha is, Rebbe would hold that it's a surim, just like Rebbe held that if you use the wood of Arla before it disintegrates, it's asur. Even if they're still glowing, they're still already considered disintegrated, even though they're still giving off some glow, and therefore Rebbe will agree that it's mutter. That's the way Rashi explains. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's difficult to explain that the definition of oimimos is that they were extinguished, because if they were extinguished, then they're not coals anymore. And therefore, he explains that Oimimois is where it's moving towards getting extinguished, but not extinguished. And Loichashois is not even at that point. Says the Gemara, Bishlo Lamanda Omer Loichashois Asurin, according to the Manda Omer, that if they're still glowing, Rebbe holds its Asur, because Rebbe is very consistent with his opinion. Because Rebbe's opinion is, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, and therefore, glowing coals are no different than wood. El Manda Omer, according to the opinion and explaining Rebbe's opinion, that I feel even if they're still giving off heat, Mutaris, past the Usur. So the bed that got baked with the Klipi Orla and the Kali Kerem is Usur. Why? Because as we explained at the beginning of the Shir, Rebbe's opinion is the Yesh Shvach Eitzim Pass. So why over here would Rebbe be lenient? Rebbe Hechem Shkach Slop answers the Gemara. If just like he's lenient by the coals that are still glowing, he ought to be lenient by the wood. Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa. According to this understanding of how we look at coals, Amar Papa Kishavuki Kenegdoi. When the fire is burning, that's when we have real Shvach Eitzim. That's when Rebbe will hold its Osir. Anywhere else, Rebbe will hold its Mutter. Mechlal. So according to this, the way we're understanding now, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rebbe, the Rabbanon, the Pligalei, the Rabbanon disagree with Rebbe, will hold that even if you have real pieces of wood, we still would be lenient. Afil kishavuki kenegdoi. But why would we be so lenient if we have actual wood of Kalei Kerem, actual wood of Orla baking the bread? Says the Gemara, El Eitzim Nisul Rabbanon, where would it be that the Torah says that this wood is Osir? Where would it be a case that it's Osir Bahanob? Amar Rav Ami Bar Chama answers the Gemara, indeed, according to Rabbanon, there will never be a situation that if wood is burning, even if it's Asherah wood or Orla wood or Kalikarim wood, that the bread that you baked with it, whatever you baked with it, would be Osir. Because the heat, according to Rabbanon, only really begins to come out when it's disintegrated. And when it's disintegrated, it's no longer Osbano. So why would be the case? Where I took this wood and I used it for Sharshifa. I used it to make it into a stool or used it to make it into a footstool or to a chair. So the Isser is the end. This is actually here. In a situation where the Isser is actually here, that's where the Rabbanon will agree that it's Osir. But if they're being used for cooking, baking, according to Rabbanon, it would never be Osir. Baminei Rabbi Bachama Rav Chizda. Tanish is Sukkub Be'atzei Hegdish. If you have a tanner that was heated up with Hegdish wood, Vafa Bar Pas, and you used it to bake bread. Rabbanon the Sharbe Kamaisu, according to Rabbanon, who, as we just explained, hold that if you use the oven, if you heat it up your oven with Orlo, Kali Kerem, the Rabbanon don't subscribe to the concept of Yesh Shvach Eitzim Pass. Mai, what will they hold by Atzei Hegdish? Amalei, a Pass Asura. Here the Rabbanon will agree that the bread is also. So the obvious question is, Oma Ben Zu, Lebein Orla. Why when we used Hegdish is the bread Osir, and when we used Orla is the bread Mutter? Amar Rava Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the situations. Orla, B'teil B'Masayim. Orla, even though it's a very high shear, but it becomes bottle in a ratio of 200 to 1. Hegdish Afila B'Elefloi bottle. And therefore, since Hegdish is so chomer, that's why we can't be lenient. That's the Poshup shot. Other Tysus, the Remaskel, asks that the reason Hegdish is not bottle is not because Hegdish is so strict, because Hegdish, we have a way to resolve a problem, because Hegdish can become mutter through redeeming the Hegdish. So it becomes a Dovash Yesh L'Matirim. And we know throughout Shas that the Halach is a Dovash Yesh L'Matirim and by Bittel. So the question Tysus is asking is that we're saying that the reason Hegdish is so strict is because ain't by Bittel. It's not because ain't by Bittel. It's so strict because I have a way to resolve the problem. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that even though Atzei Hegdish, we are able to do pigeon, which is not possible by Avodah Zorah, still, the halach is that, still, says the bread still can't be different than the Hegdish. But by the Orla, we have no way of coming up with an approach. Ela Amarava, Ikasha Hakasha, V'laimol Masik, a new question. As soon as you use the firewood that came from Hegdish, you did Mila. The mala masik, as soon as you do mila, nafkala l'chulin. The halacha is that if you use a hegdish item for your own purpose, you did the aveira mila. But you only did the aveira mila as long as they are. It's only considered hegdish as long as you didn't do mila. Once you did mila, it's no longer hegdish. Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa Hachavatzi Shlomo Skinim. The wood was wood that was designated to be sold to buy with this wood carbon shlomim. And the halacha is that shlomim, which is a kachim kalim, is not subject to mila. So yes, indeed, after you take the hegdish item and use it for your own purpose, it's no longer hegdish after the mila. Here there was no mila. Li Rabbi Yehuda, da'ama hegdish b'shogim mischalel be'ezid edim mischalel. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and so we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that hegdish only b'shogig, it's mischalel, b'mezid edim mischalel. B'mezid my tamaloi, what's the reason that if you were moil b'mezid, it doesn't lose its hegdish? Because the whole din of me'ila is only when you use the hegdish b'shogig. And therefore, since what you use the hegdish for your own purpose was b'mezid, lo nafik l'chulin, shlomim nami, so too is the halacha by shlomim, kivin de laban ilaninu, since it's a kachim kalim, and it's not subject to halacha, so mila, lo nafik l'chulin, it doesn't become chulin. The truth is, the Rishon Rashi Divrei Mask of Libra says, the Gemara could have given a teretz that I used the hegdish wood b'mezid. I don't have to say that's Rishlomim. Ask the Gemara, for Kolecha de Mala Masik, is that true that whatever Me'ilu was done, Nafke L'chulin? For Tanya, have we not learned the Braisa? Call in the Srofim, everything that's Osba Noah that you have to burn, Afra Mutter, the ash is Mutter. Chutz Me'atze Asherah, besides the Asherah tree, that even if it was burned, the ash remains Osba Noah. The Eifa, Hegdish Lo'ilam Masur. But if we're saying that something that's subject to mila is no longer hegdish, why is the ash of a hegdish asur? Answers the Gemara. Am Rami Bachama. This case is talking about a situation that a fire fell by itself. The leke inish the nimel. What have we been saying? That when does hegdish no longer have the din the hegdish? When mila was performed. But if the fire happened by itself, there was no act of mila. Rishmai Amar. There's a certain situation, like we learned in our previous year, the ash of the Trumas Hadeshen, where the Torah prescribes that they have to be burnt. The Tanya, as we discussed regarding the Trumas Hadeshen, the Pasuk says, V'samay etzel mizbeach, V'samay, so we learn from here, benachas, it should be put down easily, not thrown down. V'samay kuloi, all of the entire shear should be put down. For some shloyefaz, it shouldn't be scattered. So there is a special halacha which doesn't apply in other areas of halacha. So I saw from the Chasam Sofer, the pasuk we say every day in the Birkas Kahanim, for Yosem l'cha sholoim. So he says that here we're learning there's a difference between the word sima and the word nesina. And when the Torah uses the words nesina, it should be nicely. So says the Chasam Sofer, the Kohanim give us a bracha, then not only will we have a bracha of shalom, but we will get to the shalom in a nice way, that they will be, that it will be pure and great in every way possible. Rabbi Yudaimer, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that ein bi chametz is el sreifa. The chametz say that any way of disposing the chametz is acceptable. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ein bi chametz el sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the only way we could dispose of chametz is by burning it. Vadin noisen, and he gets to this point through logic. Ma noiser shein of bayirah bayimotzah. Leftover kachim don't have the issa bayirah bayimotzah. Dalo is. Torn sreifa chametz, sheyesh nami b'ayirah b'mamtza. That the halacha b'ayirah b'mamtza do apply lekoshkein. Certainly, she torn sreifa. Amrloi, so the chum respond to Rabbi Yehuda. Kol din shata dam b'tchilos l'hachmer. Wherever you have a kal v'chomer, which is going to accomplish a chumrah, but after the chumrah you will end up with a kula v'soif l'hakol, ain't a din. Should not be, is not considered a valid kal v'chomer. Because if we're going to say that I'm learning chametz from Neisser, and by Neisser, the Torah only gives us one option, how to dispose of the Neisser, through burning it. So by chametz, if we're going to learn it from Neisser, the halacha ought to be, the loy matzah eitzim l'sarfai, if you can't find any firewood, yeyoshev batel, you will not dispose of the chametz. But we know the Torah amra, tashbisu sarmim metechem, that we are obligated to burn the chametz. So in order to avoid that we will not dispose of the chametz because of this kavachimer, the kavachimer from Neisser falls away. And therefore, we're back to where we started, where Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, our Gemara holds that the only way to dispose of chametz is by burning it. How do we know that halacha?